You're talking about the stores and what you remembered?
Yes.
Did you ever go see Jake, the Jew?
Oh, yes, we traded there quite a bit.
What do you remember about him?
Well, he was a comical somebody.
Was he, did he have an accent? Was he foreign?
Yes. Now, he may have been a U.S. citizen, but I don't know whether he was born in America or not. He was, but he did have an accent.
Was it a typical general store, or what was it like?
Yes. It was a dry goods store. It didn't have tools and things like that, hardware. It was just clothing, shoes.
Where else did you trade?
We traded with Minnie Bell Justice. You remember the her?
I've heard of the name. I don't remember her, but I've heard so many people speak of her.
She was a brother, sister to a racial man, and she was.
Did she also have a hotel? Was she the one? Or a boarding house, maybe?
She may have had a boarding house. I don't remember.
I'm not real sure either, but I think I remember something about that she took in rumors, maybe.
She may have, I don't remember that. But she, I never will forget. She would send you anything if she could. And she, I tried on the dress there one time. It was a problem, and she said, oh, that just fits you. That looks so nice on you, and it was too long, and it was too big. Everything was wrong with it, but she was like that, you know. And Miss Land, Jamie Land worked for her.
Who was that? Was that Ed's?
Ed and Nancy's mother.
Mother.
Mm-hmm. She worked there. And then there was some a tailor man, and Wesley Jordan had a butcher shop.
I've heard of that.
Mr. Jordan lived next door to us, and they had a butcher shop. And
do you remember going into any of the hotels, like the Cheddaroy or the what were some of the others called?
The Louisa Inn and the what was this one down here on the corner?
The Brunswick?
Brunswick. That's the only ones. I don't remember Chatterjee.
That may have been before you moved here.
I remember the Chatterjee Railroad that went through here.
Did you remember anything about the early undertakers, like the Mr. Pig that had a place over on Water Street? You remember him and Og Snyder? Did you ever go to a funeral in those days that you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Did you go to any of the churches in town?
Yes. We always went to church somewhere because we were born, you know, to go.
Uh-huh.
And we first went to the Christian church. And the Christian church was down on the corner where
Wellman and Rice store?
Uh-huh.
Close to Irwin Compton's now?
Yes. Out there on the corner, and there was a lunch hall upstairs, and the Christian church was downstairs. That's where we first went to the Christian church. We always went there when we were here.
Did you belong to any of the lodges? Do you remember anything in particular about Louisa that has changed now, that's no longer here? What stands out in your mind?
The depot.
The depot. Do you miss that?
I miss that because we were there so much coming and going. Uh-huh. You see, we lived here and we lived on the farm and we came and went on the train so much. That the depot stands out. And I remember also the little church that used to be down there on the corner. Then they built a new one. Now that little one was a little red brick with spire up on the top.
You're talking about the Methodist?
Mm-hmm. And then they built a new one. I remember when they built that. And I remember the hospital, the old Dr. York, the Riverview. joint doctor. I remember that. And the Crutcher store way down on the corner. And that's where we traded quite a bit.
What about the bandstand in the courthouse yard? You remember that?
Yes.
Did you like the courthouse better then?
Well, to me, then I did, but I've gotten used to this one now. But then, you know, the difference, I was thinking about that last night. In World War II, I guess it was, or one, I've got now, two, one, actually. When the boys, when they would draft the boys for service, they would all come in here and stay the night before. And then they would all gather at the courthouse. And they would sing songs.
They really...
Patriotic songs.
Yes. They really admired soldiers, didn't
they? They did. And I remember Dorothy Spencer. We was Dorothy. She was huge. She was fat, you know. And I remember one time we went down there and this potter man from down on the farm, he had to go charge. And all those boys, and she kissed every one of those boys. I believe maybe it wasn't Dorothy, maybe it was her older sister. I don't remember too well. Anyway, I believe she was the one that played. They didn't have music in the movie house. She played the piano for them. Instead of having background music, well, she played the piano for the movie. And she kissed every one of those boys when they would go away. Then there was a Caldwell girl, I can't remember her name. The night before, she would sing solos down in the courthouse when the boys were going away. And they would just, you know, just have a real patriotic time. And I think they'll do that now. I think they ought to pay them a little attention when they go away. Give them something to remember. But I remember those men lined up in one line down here on the depot. And it was a huge line. And she went by and kissed every one of those boys when they went away. And some of them, you know, never came back. That must be more of a one. I'm sure.
Do you remember seeing any Civil War veterans when you were young?
I've seen them, but I can't remember.
Any in particular?
I know what my mother told me. Her father was stationed right up here on this fort.
On the hill?
On the hill. And I want to know if that fort is still there, that trench, or have they put a road through it? And if they have, I don't like it.
I'm not real sure. It may be still there. I just don't know whether the road took it or not.
There is a road, isn't there, along the top of the hill up there?
But yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's closer to US 23, isn't it, than that road. It's probably on that grassy area. That faces
it
town.
It was on one of the highest peaks.
Oh, was it? Well, then
it and was this side of the old reservoir.
I'll ask Joe. He would know because he built up there.
I know, and I've often wondered if it was still there because we used to play up on that hill, and we rambled all over those hills when we were
And you
children.
Remember seeing the trenches?
Yes, I saw the trenches, and my grandfather, there's a spring on the back of my lot here, and my grandfather and all those soldiers up there carried their water from this spring to drink. And someone told me, my sister even said, Edith, why don't you have that spring filled up? I said, no, it's a historical sign, and also it's a mark of my boundary of my property here. And there's another, there used to live in Saltville near my sister, another lady whose name was, she had married a Bentley. I don't know who she was before that, but her grandfather had been up here too, stationed up here too. And my sister read a letter that Ms. Bentley's mother had received from her husband while he was stationed up here.
Now, behind your property, is that the location of some of the graves? Did they say some of the soldiers were buried behind panels? Do you know where that cemetery is?
That's back over here.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've been
there. Do they have tombstones marked?
They had when I was there. It's been 50 years since I was over there.
I had been told that there was a lot of veterans buried there.
You asked Bob Burgess.
Is it behind his house?
Do you know this lady that built this big house that had the frosted dreams?
Would it be McKinney's?
Yes, yes. Now it's right behind her house.
Okay. I had been told that there was some old graves there.
You might go and look.
Is there a road to it?
But you'd have to go through her property. Okay. Imagine you got to it. Bob could tell you how to get there.
I'll ask him.
He was talking about it not too long ago. At the grave.
Is there anything that you can think of that you'd like to add to this tape that you remember? Anything that stands out in your mind about your life?
Well, I've had a good life in one way. Sometimes I think it's been rough, but it has taught me lessons which have been a benefit to me. And I know we children thought we were having it hard, you know, when we were on the farm and even here. But it didn't hurt us. We worked, but we didn't work hard.
It made you a stronger adult, didn't it?
Absolutely. And the life that our parents lived before us, it added some to our lives. And all the children, there's four sisters left. That's all that's living, and we're real close. And we kept in touch. And I just can't forget. I've often said I'd like to write a book, but I never got around to it.
Why don't you?
Well, one reason, I have palsy, and I can't. At times I can hardly sign a check. My mouth's getting dry now. And I would love to. Oh, I wanted to show you, when we were in Pakistan, even my grandfather Alan was living, I told you my father was a carpenter, and my grandfather Alley had one mill and gold mill denim that we used to play in. And the machinery was run by water, you know, and they made furniture. And I have a bed and a chest of drawers and a table made by a watermill. And I also have a dulcimer.
Isn't that wonderful?
And grandfather
made. Think that your father and your grandfather made it.
Yeah, and now when we left up there for good, Mother left her loom, all of her spinning wheels, and this thing that measures the steam, you know, and all those things burned up, and two homemade beds. I have one upstairs in the junk room. I took it down. I can't find a mattress to fit it.
You may have to have it special made.
I don't know where. Someone told me about a mattress company in Huntington.
I know someone that might make it. Mr. Wellman, who does upholstery, I know we had a baby bed that was not exactly the same size as the ones now, and he made a mattress for it.
He did. Where is he?
He lives in Fort Gay.
Wellman.
What was his first name? Frank Wellman.
Frank Wellman. Well, I bought an inner spring for it one time, but it didn't fit. And it didn't have any springs under it. And so I just put it down because I just have gel powder on it.
You should use it though, something that all...
I tell you what I plan to do, but I don't ever do it, is get all the antiques that I can find and put in one room and furnish it. That's what I'd like to do. Furnish it with nothing but antiques, like that old jug over there. My father made sorghum, and he's put his sorghum in that jug. I don't know, it holds about three gallons, maybe more. I don't know what it holds. It's cracked, it's useless, but I hold on to it.
Oh, yes.
And another thing is my mother's bread tray over there.
Oh, yes, that's beautiful. I think that those wooden bowls were so pretty.
And it's burned, and the man that redid it for me wouldn't take that burn off. He left it right on there because she really used it,
yes.
You see. And my father's clock is up there.
It's beautiful.
And it needs redoing, too. And the old dulcimer, now my father played, he was musical. When he was younger, he taught these country singing schools, and they taught these flat-shaped notes, you see. And he had an accordion that he played. You know, I don't know where he got it, whether he ordered him to show up or not. But it almost wore out, and I ordered him a new one one time, but he didn't like it. Like it in the old one. But this dulcimer that he has, he made a bow. Now, most of the dulcimers, most of them, all that I've ever seen, has never had a bow to it. But my father made a bow. I don't have it. It's over at my sister's. But I have the dulcimer. She had it, tried to have it, or this man tried to remake it, but to remodel it, but he didn't do a very good job on it. And the string that he put in there, I can play it if you want to.
Okay.
Let me go get it.
Dobbins, tell me about your dulcimer. Where did you get it?
Well, my dulcimer was made by my father and my grandfather in an old water mill that belonged to my grandfather in Pike County on the Harrington Creek. And it's handmade.
How old would you estimate it to be?
It's at least over 100 years old, because it was in my family ever since I can remember. And I'm sure that it's around 100 years old.
And you said that your father would have singing schools?
He taught singing schools with the shaped notes until he had measles, and that spoiled his voice, and he couldn't sing anymore after that. And he played an accordion too. And we had an organ, and my oldest sister would play, and we would all stand around her and sing when she'd play. And we had a choir of our own at home.
Did you visit other churches and sing for them, or did you just do it for your own enjoyment?
For our own enjoyment, last time. We never visited other churches.
And you say that your father used a bow with his dulcimer,
yes,
that most people don't use?
He used a bow made out of the hair was out of a horse's tail.
Well, it's a very beautiful instrument.
And it's not made like most other dulcimers. They have two bows that come in here and out, you see, and this is just has the one bow.
It looks sort of like something that you see from England, you know, the Elizabethan type instruments.
Well, my father, since I've studied about the Quakers and the it seems to me that he was more of a Quaker type of person. And the furniture that he made, the chest of drawers that he made, looks like the same furniture that's in the Shakertown. It's made in the same style. I'll let you see it if you like to call.
Did his ancestors come from England, do you think, or maybe?
There were two brothers came from England, and one went farther west, and one settled in Virginia, and they then his son has traveled on in contact.
Well, your life has really been interesting, and I appreciate you telling the story of your life. I've really enjoyed it.
I enjoy talking about it because it brings it back to me. It brings the memory of it back to me. And I've talked. It seemed like in our family, they were a family of preachers and teachers. And all of us girls talked. And we have several preachers in the family. Several of father's brothers were preachers. And just a number were teachers. I had one first cousin that taught, well, two of them, a boy and a girl, taught in Marshall art, were art teachers in Marshall. And I have a niece that teaches art in Portsmouth High School. And one of my nieces made a pharmacist, and one's a musician. She teaches in the Louisville schools. And one is a law. Well, my great niece is a lawyer, lives in Lexington. And so we sort of spread out since we came from the teaching.
I think your ancestors would be proud of you and your family. You've led a good life, I think.
Well, I hope so. I read so much about Jesse Stewart. And it seems that our lives, you know, parallel with his. And I think my cousin at Huntington, Willa Lee, died. And her son is a Church of Christ minister in Columbus, Ohio. And then another cousin's children were artists. And now I have a cousin that's a doctor in Memphis, Tennessee. He was head of the PD hospital down there, Franklin Alley. And then one was a master farmer in Knoxville, near Knoxville. And one's a lawyer, lives in Louisville. Then I have a nephew, his daughter is a lawyer, lives in Lexington. And my family and grandma.
Well, you have a right to be.
My daughter lives in Columbus. I taught 46 schools. One in back and the others were in Lawrenceville.
How many years did you teach, did you say?
46.
46, okay. That's a long time.
Too long. Too long. And I'm still teaching Sunday school.
So you haven't given up teaching?
No. And I won't until I have to.
That's marvelous. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Stelman.
I'm glad to be a pleasure.